This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Blowing into your head, into your mind, into your being, this is the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. We're all over the place. Jennifer's in L.A., Victoria's in New Jersey. I'm on the farm in Massachusetts. The big storm in focus after this business about the census. Where are we going with all this, Jennifer?
Well, we'll probably find out today some more clarity coming from the Trump administration. The president was just on Twitter a few moments ago. He's hosting a social media summit today at the White House, and he said after that's over, then everyone will go into the Rose Garden, and he will have a press conference on taking perhaps executive action on the census question. And this is pretty significant because the battle has been on. The administration wanted to re-add the question to the 2020 census. Are you an American
citizen?
When
you say re-add, was it on a previous census?
Oh, it's been on forever. It was taken off during the Obama administration, yeah.
Oh. So why is there a big deal about putting it back in?
It's a great question. It's a good question. So
it follows what we say. Everything is politicized. Everything these days is
the people who are critical of it. Yeah, they say that it could maybe make people not want to answer the census, honestly, and it's insinuating that there could be skewed results. I would say back to them, if you aren't asking the question, the results of the census are already skewed by the very nature of not asking that very simple question, are you a U.S. citizen? So the argument has been on from the Trump administration to put this back on. The Supreme Court got involved with this. They didn't say yes or no. They just said that the Trump administration needs to make its argument about why that question needs to be re-added to the census. So the Trump administration in response has tried to change up their legal team a bit to make this argument. The lower courts won't let them change up their legal team. So many people believe that today President Trump will assert his executive privilege and do an executive order, actually, to get this question re-added back to the census. He'll make the case for that to the American people today. So coming up in the Rose Garden after this big social media summit at the White House, so we'll get some clarity as to what's happening next. It's also possible they might drop it. I think it's just more likely you'll see an executive order issued today by the president.
Who's going to the social media seminar?
They've got all kinds of people going to the social media summit. I know a couple of people. I know for sure a couple of the conservatives that'll be there. Dr. Sebastian Gorka, my friend. Dennis Prager, my friend, will be there as well. So they're going to be part of this. But I'm really not too clear as to what the focus is going to be. This is the first time it's happened, so I guess we'll figure it out at once.
Was everybody invited or just his pals?
I think there were people from all the social media outlets invited, certainly. I don't know.
So would people from Google be there?
Facebook and Twitter weren't. They weren't invited.
They were not invited.
No. So we're good at social media.
Those are the two biggest platforms.
Right.
So we'll three, see, actually, we'll see how that Facebook all plays owns out. Instagram, too.
Yeah. More politics. Okay. So that's the focus on this storm that's brewing and what it's going to do to the Gulf, to the Mississippi Delta, to New Orleans, and 130 to 400 miles on either side of the mouth of the Mississippi. What's the latest? Anybody following this more specifically?
Well, parts of New Orleans are already flooded. So
yeah,
this is
seeing it.
Yeah, they've got 4 million people under a flash flood watch. And like you said, Doug, that goes from south central Louisiana to the western Florida panhandle. Yep. And this is it's Tropical Storm Barry. And
it's not a threatening name, by the way.
No, it's not.
Tropical Storm Barry.
Yeah. It could intensify, they say, into a Category 1 hurricane by late Friday. And it has already sustained winds of 30 miles per hour, and it's expected to make landfall along Louisiana or the upper Texas coast on Saturday. They're not exactly sure. It may shift before then. But essentially, tons and tons of rain.
A lot of water, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Heavy rain.
I don't see, my own gut tells me after, I look at all these things, and try to, from various weather sources, figure out whether it's really a serious hurricane or serious threat for other reasons. And because there's so much moisture and the temperature of the water in the Gulf is about 82 degrees at the moment, it favors activity, but more the humidity that goes with the heat in the water and the dew point creates more rain than it does wind. And so I'm guessing you're going to see more wind.
Right. Yeah, they say 10 to 15 inches of rain could fall within 24 hours between Friday and Saturday. The governor has already, Texas Governor Greg Abbott, wants everyone to be prepared, have a family plan for your family members, including your pets, because this is the thing that we always hear about. Pets get left behind or they get lost and separated and dropped in shelters.
Who has a pet that doesn't put them as a priority? Come on.
That happens every single storm. I look at what happened during the last hurricane that hit Houston. It was a disaster for pets. And Puerto Rico, I mean, that's what the rescue group that we work with, that was just horrendous for pets. So, and wild horses and things like that. But the biggest problem, though, is people tend to forget Hurricane Katrina is not what put New Orleans underwater. The levees breaking after the hurricane had already passed is what happened.
Yeah.
And the levees were rebuilt. Yeah, the levees were rebuilt in the exact same way that as the original ones who already
These mindless, stupid
decisions? That's the Army Corps of Engineers.
I know, but who's there that makes those?
And
right
the guy
there?
Sitting
that's
in jail
question.
Right
yeah.
now, the yeah. former mayor of New
mayor
Orleans
of
sitting
New
in jail.
Orleans
yeah.
pushing him. Yeah, right. The let me. I'm rearranging my thoughts for a second because I just came upon something regarding Matt Lauer's wife that intrigues me. I'll talk about people in the news in a matter of moments. First, a focus on something that's very unpleasant for most people that go through. We were just talking off the air about my niece who has a horrible breast cancer situation to deal with in her life. And so that brings around, we all have somebody in our family. I've had my wife died of breast cancer at stage 4, lived with her 21 years. She wasn't my wife when she got it and had it, but I was close to her and actually pretty much took care of her the last year of her life. And I want to tell you something. It's a horrible situation. My family has it. My sister has had it. Now her daughter has it. And it's tough stuff. So when you think about all of the millions of people who undergo chemo every year and radiation every year, and even after that, the prognosis isn't great and lives end. All the time there are promising, we hear these stories anyway, but promising alternative medicines. But we all are left wondering, what's the right choice? What's the best choice? President Trump signed the Right to Try Act. So you as Americans have a right to try an unapproved new therapy, regardless of how promising or effective non-orthodox alternatives may be. They meet a lot of resistance, and you hear a lot of things, and so the industry doesn't want you to do it for whatever the reason. There's a book written by a guy named Charles Pixley. The book is called Do No Harm with Harmless 714X. You can buy a copy of it now at 714xbook.com. Use the DJV code and you get some bonus material, generous discount on the purchase of the book. So this is knowledge that you may need for you or somebody you're close to now or someday. Hopefully you don't. But if you have a copy of the book, 714xbook.com is the place to get it. It's I think, something that is very, very, it's an idea. All right? Ideas are great. Use them to your advantage. The book is called Do No Harm with Harmless 714X. You can buy a copy of it now at 714xbook.com. Use the DJV code for free bonus material.
Driving is freedom. The freedom to keep moving, to control your destiny, and to choose your path. And now, that freedom fits in the palm of your hand. It's called Ford Pass, the only app that gives you roadside assistance. Ford Pass rewards, and now when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance that gives you, well, more freedom. Ford Pass, built to keep you moving, built Ford proud. visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about getting flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. FordPass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via a download.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
People in the news, it's 17 after the hour on the DJV show. You know who Annette Roque is?
Matt Lauer's wife.
That's Matt Lauer's wife, yeah, or ex, right?
Used to be. She now, after they've been apart for a couple of years, she's now officially filed. She submitted her paperwork in Suffolk County, New York. The case, her lawyer says, uncontested matrimonial. What do they call it? Solution, I guess?
Dissolution.
Absolution. Dissolution.
So that means that they've already reached a settlement.
Yes, right.
Privately,
yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have three children. I didn't realize that Jack was 18. I don't know if the kids are that old. That's the oldest one. They had removed their rings in 2017.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine that? It's been 2 years.
She's been through a lot, though, this girl. Not only the cheating and the stuff, but she's been through a lot.
Yeah. He didn't want a divorce, but
she got the biggest. Well, she was smart because she got out ahead of him in New York. I was still living in Manhattan when this all came to the light, and she got the best lawyer. She interviewed with all the best lawyers in the city so that they couldn't take his case. Very smart strategy. She's walking away with like $100 million or something, right? And then property in the Hamptons.
So whoever she talked to wouldn't be able to take his case? I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Wow, that is pretty smart.
Yeah.
Another name in the news is Kim. Is it pronounced Darroch? The fellow who's the British ambassador? Darroch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's...
He's resigned as the ambassador from England. Comes after all the memos that were leaked, in which he criticized Trump. What did he think? That wasn't going to become public? The Daily Mail.
Somebody didn't like him and released it.
Apparently, yeah. He warned that President Trump could damage the world trade system and go to war with Iran. And so all these cables were all published. The president said he will not work with this guy, so that pretty much told Prime Minister
May. He was already set to resign this year, though.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, so he's just leaving early. I don't know who's replacing him. I don't know if they have a replacement in mind.
Oh, with the new leadership, with new leadership there, wouldn't
he? He saw the writing on the wall when Boris Johnson said he wouldn't back him up because Boris Johnson's likely to take over for Theresa May. So I think he knew his time had come to an end.
When is that going to be settled, by the way?
Pretty soon, in the next couple of weeks, I think.
Really? Well. I find it interesting. All right, there's one more story. The fellow who founded Home Depot, Bernie Marcus, 90 years old, he is being challenged, shall we say, for his unapologetic support of President Trump. Why would it be any different? So the guy is 90 years old, he's a billionaire,
well, people
and he likes
Trump. People are boycotting Home Depot over it.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
Well, that's what people do now. Everybody boycotts whatever they don't like.
Everything's politics. All politics.
It
all
is.
The time.
All of it.
Not here. It's the DJV program at 21 past the hour.
Do
you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlic, and it works.
I've been taking Garlic for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlic. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlic every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlic to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlic, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Before you signed the lease for your very own office, before you gave your 2 weeks' notice, before you asked your parents for a loan, before you worked nights and weekends, there was a business plan that you put to paper. Staples has what your business needs to get you from here to there. From furniture to business essentials, all at great prices every day. And now, buy one ream of Staples copy paper, get one free. Staples, here we get you there.
In-store only, ends 7/13/19, valid on SKU 135855, while supplies last.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Once again, you found yourself in the throes of Throwback Thursday. Yes, indeedy. All the big songs from this week in 1971. Top five singles. Number five belongs to Ringo. And terrible English, but great song, It Don't Come Easy. Forget about the past and all your sorrows, ladies. Here, tomorrow is here. Whoop-de-doo. All right, so Ringo. This was not his first big song, I don't think. I'm trying to remember back. No, maybe it is this. This may have been his first number one song, because it did work it way up to number one. All right, so let's see. We go from number five. Intelligence is paramount here, Victoria. Number four, The Bones. Drums on this. This is really a dirty song, but yeah, Mick specialized in that. People can listen to the lyrics. just listen to this. This is so Rolling Stones. This supposedly was something that actually happened. He's telling a story about a night he spent with a lady. That's more or less what this is about. Okay, not too much detail. It's probably better off. Brown Sugar, number four this week in the Rolling Stones in 1971. Number three, studio group called The Honeycomb. Silliest song.
This is one of my favorite one-hit wonders of all time. I love this song.
Silly song. I'm going to put my ad in the want ads. Thrill is gone. Man stays out all night. Lipstick on his collar. Perfume on his plume. He's lying. I'm going to put in an ad in the want ads. Oh, my God. Vissim. Yeah, it is a great song. Fun. All right, here's one that's not. I remember, I can't tell you how many times I played this as a disc jockey. Karen Carpenter and her brother Richard.
Some kind of lonely cloud.
It's close to
a song. We can add the song to the things that get you down.
Yeah, right. This is a tearjerker.
Rainy Days, Mondays, and this song by the Carpenters. I mean, really?
You're so funny sometimes. You don't even know. You are so funny. You really are. Funny. All right, poor Karen. She's not with us any longer.
She's asleep.
Yeah, she's asleep listening to this song. All right, number five. Wait a minute. Number one for 5 weeks in a row. Carole King. Big hands that she has playing the piano for Milking. Big hands for Milking that goat. She has goats. She looks goats. She has big hands. Big hands, big nose. She's all set. Great mind. She and her husband, he's not married to him any longer, but boy, did they come up with some great songs. Great tunes. Carole King, Jerry Goffin wrote It's Too Late, which was really the song got that album started, really went all the way to the top. She stayed at the top. Her career, as far as I'm concerned, she's still at the top. I think she's one of the most fabulous examples of being able to last for 50 years and still have a great song feel, her feel when you watch her and listen to her sing. It's fabulous. Carole King at the top of the list. Top five songs this week in 1971. It's Too Late. 28 past the hour. CBD oils and supplements are all the rage right now, right? But how do you know which one to try or who to trust? The DJV Show trusts the professionals at Purity Products, and you can too. They've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years, and now they've introduced the new Purity Products CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic CBD from hemp oil, plus clinically tested botanicals in just one little capsule. Soon, you'll feel it soothing your aching joints, relieving stress, and improving your healthy sleep. Even more, you can now try Purity Products CBD Super Formula for just $9. Call 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939 for Purity Products CBD Super Formula to reduce stress, promote joint health, and so much more. Call for your $9 CBD Super Formula trial at 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939. Hurry, the offer ends soon.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A storm that's expected to turn into a hurricane when it hits near Lake Charles, Louisiana this Saturday is already bringing heavy rain throughout much of Louisiana, where the Governor John Bel Edwards has already declared a state of emergency.
No one should take this storm lightly, and all likelihood is going to be a very significant weather event.
The storm expected to strengthen into a hurricane sometime on Friday. President Trump's hosting an event at the White House later today to discuss claims of political bias on social media. No one from any social media companies will be there at what's called the Presidential Social Media Summit, but the gathering will include social media users who claim they've been singled out for their conservative views. AT&T becoming the first wireless company to automatically block spam calls. And this is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
After the hour here on the Thursday, July 11th version of the DJV program. Victoria Keelan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Kara Schillen is at the controls. Some passings to note before we do a couple of sports stories. So actually one of them is a sports story, right?
One is, yes, you're right. The first and probably most notable is Willy Wonka actress Denise Nickerson has been taken off of life support. It was 62 years old. She famously played Violet Beauregard in the 1971 version of Willy Wonka, or Willy Wonker, as Chucker would say, and the Chocolate Factory. And that's that movie, of course, is timeless, and it's always on TV. So if you remember Violet Beauregard, then you'll remember Denise Nickerson. She suffered a severe stroke. She was only 62 years old, and last year she suffered, she had one very severe stroke, and then it was apparently followed by several smaller strokes and then seizures, and so they had no choice really but to put her on life support, and her son made the announcement last night that they had to take her off of the life support. So there are a lot of tributes being passed around on social media for her. And then from the sports world, I'm blanking on his name now, Jim Boughton. I feel like you would know more about him than I do.
from an era of, he was controversial in that he became kind of a Hollywood celebrity, kind of a showboat. He wrote books about baseball. Johnny Carson loved him. He was on often on The Tonight Show. And he was funny, pretty acerbic, but also, you know, he liked to tell stories about the bad boys of baseball.
Yeah.
And I wonder how he would have dealt with some of the things like juicing the baseballs, which is going on now. A couple of sports items related not to necessarily Boughton's passing, but we've been talking about this on and off all week, and people have been talking about it on sports talk radio for pretty much the whole season. Players and fans now told by Major League Baseball, we are not juicing the balls. We are not juicing the balls. Tough to believe that, given the massive surge in home runs all across baseball. As you pointed out, I think yesterday, Victoria, it's not just in the majors, but it's in the minors. It's in college. It's wherever you're.
It's in the minors. It's and suspiciously, this is the first year the minors are using Major League Baseballs.
Yeah.
So there's
and Major League
clearly
Baseball
something's
owns
going on.
The company that makes the balls.
Yeah, so, I don't know how
much longer.
I mean, players are saying it, sports writers, analysts, everyone is saying that there's something is going on with these balls.
Right.
So I don't know.
But the commissioner said, no, we're not juicing the balls. No, 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 no. He said, the flaw in logic is that baseball wants more home runs. If you sat in owners' meetings and listened to people on how the game is actually played, that's not a sentiment of owners, at least those for whom I work. There's no desire among ownership to increase homers in the game. To the contrary, they're concerned about how many we have. Really, you buying that?
Yeah,
sure
exactly.
People are buying that, yeah. Anyway, regardless, the fellow Rob Manfred is the commissioner. It doesn't make any difference what he says. Players and fans and writers say things are very different, and it has to be the balls. So there you go. Make up your own mind if that's important to you. The Women of the World Cup. I kind of like that handle, don't you? The Women of the World Cup. Remember when Charlie Sheen just say, winning. Well, that's what they do. They win. They're winning. And I think what's going on now, one of the other great phrases from a movie is, show me the money! Remember that from Jerry Maguire?
Mm-hmm.
Show me the money?
Yeah.
Well, U.S. women's team is getting the whole country after the ticker tape parade yesterday. Was it yesterday or Tuesday? Yesterday, I think.
Yesterday,
Tuesday, yeah, whatever. Equal pay for women is becoming a big thing, not only in sports, but the wage gap between men and women pretty much across the board is the subject of lots of conversation on radio programs like this, op-ed pieces. Sports talk radio has really gone hot on this because of the gender inequality. The men, there are far many more. As a matter of fact, I can't tell you that I know personally one woman. I know some men who are sports talk radio hosts. I don't know any women. I know there are a few, not many, though.
Very few.
I don't know
where
they work. Yeah. They're not, you'd expect them to talk about it, but you wouldn't expect some of the guys like Francesca in New York, who's probably the most famous major market talk a sports talk guy in the country. Wouldn't you agree? Do you think that's true or not?
I think that's a major issue.
Which is the issue?
You know, we're saying that we don't expect men to be talking about that, but I don't really understand why. I mean, it's just an inequality that everyone should be annoyed by.
There still are a lot of men who don't think that way. That's the way it is.
But you know what, though? It is changing. And right now, especially in New York, with the girls doing the ticker tape parade yesterday, it is definitely a major topic of sports talk radio right now.
It ought to be. It ought to be in a general conversation.
And I give these women so much props. I mean, they're incredibly talented, and they're also they've really raised the bar for. They're just not going to accept this kind of inequity anymore. They're just
not. Is it Rapinoe? Is that how do you pronounce your name?
Rapinoe.
Okay.
And Alex, it's all of them. It's all of them. Rapinoe is the captain. Alex Morgan is
getting
the co-captain.
A lot of attention. I know it's because of her pink hair or because she's the captain or whatever, but she's getting a lot of attention.
Yeah.
And so it goes. Let's see what happens in the conversation. Also, one other sports note, Tracy Morgan was the host of the ESPYs last night. For whatever the reason, I turned it on at that. I was just coming in the house when it started, and I turned it on. What an awful. He leaves me so cold.
I'm not a fan of his either. I think he thinks he's really
funny.
It's
all about him. Well, yeah. It comes to me. And how does he get gigs like this? He's horrible. He was bad before the accident. He's been bad since the accident. He's just, but he gets these gigs. I mean, in television, movies, he's horrible.
Yeah.
And he was
I'm sure he was. I didn't see it, but Alex Morgan.
The audience laughed at nothing he said.
Yeah.
They just sat there with blank faces.
Yeah. But the girls did really well. They won the ESPY for best team. And they also, Alex Morgan also won for best female athlete. And
that's
she had
hair. I hadn't seen the pink hair before.
And when Alex Morgan was accepting the ESPY trophy, she had kind of a funny line that's trending now. And she said, sorry, but this is probably the second best trophy we won this week. So people thought, you know, that was kind of funny and cute. Because obviously when you win the World Cup, it's bigger than the ESPY.
Big time. Yeah, big stuff. It's I think that the women of that team will have interesting impact on social issues. I just feel it.
Yeah,
much more wandering around that than one might think. So good. All right, good for them. Good for all of us paying attention to what's going on here. We're going to travel around the country a little bit as we continue here. A couple of stories that are of import around our beautiful country, the United States of America, where you can get power swabs, whiten up your teeth. Where else can you get power swabs? I don't think they're available anywhere but here in America. Only in America. Remember that, Land of Opportunity? Remember that song? Come on, ladies, you got to remember.
I don't know
only
what
Only in America. There's a song called Only in America by Jay and the Americans. Only in America can you find power swabs. And maybe only in America are we so conscious of our appearance that we want to make sure our teeth are as white and bright as they can be. When you go to Europe, for example, English people have terrible teeth. You ever notice that when you've been in England? Oh, my God, they're awful. They're just terrible. Anyway, we want to fix the problem here in America. And maybe you can bring power swabs next time you go to England and share them with your friends over there. Power swabs. The most advanced teeth whitening system, it's an all-natural way for you to transform your smile. Only takes 5 minutes per application. So you start by ordering at 800-208-1797. Get your own power swabs, and then there's five tubes. You snap open one of them, and you apply it. I usually do it on the air about once a week. And so I just did it, I think, a few days ago. I don't have to do it again. Not that anything happens if you do it more than once every 5 or 6 days. But you won't see the improvement. It takes a while for the ingredients, the natural absorption of what's on the enamel. You don't take the enamel off. It just takes the stains out of the enamel, therefore protecting the basic core of your teeth, unlike most of the other things that will whiten your teeth. They eat away at your enamel. Don't want that. Power swabs, super fast, super easy, and certainly a way to get rid of coffee, tea, wine stains, that sort of stuff. Transform your smile. In just 5 minutes, power swabs, no-brainer, 800-208-1797. Part of what makes it a no-brainer is that you only pay 50% of the retail cost when you use the DJV code at 208-1797. That's the number to call using the 800 prefix. Again, 800-208-1797. Power swabs, white teeth, safe, all natural, and half price at 800-208-1797.
Right now, Doctors Without Borders medical teams are operating in some of the most remote and dangerous corners of the world. When front yards become front lines, when disaster erupts, when disease rages, when communities collapse under crisis, at the crossroads of conflict and epidemic, where there are no hospitals, that's where we operate. We go where conditions are the worst because that's where we're needed most. In nearly 70 countries, we're saving lives threatened by violence, disease, malnutrition, and catastrophic events. Donors are vital to our mission. Your response is critical to our response in places where a few others will go. That's where we operate. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
In the U.S., we've made great progress in getting rid of deadly diseases, but recent measles outbreaks are a grim reminder that we're still at risk. According to the American Academy of Pediatrics, vaccinating your child is one of the most important decisions you can make as a parent. Babies can be protected against 14 diseases by the time they're 2 years old, if they're vaccinated. Just as you'd never leave home without buckling your baby into a car seat, protect your child from infectious diseases as early as possible. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Learn more at healthychildren.org.
If you or someone you care about is struggling with substance use, don't wait to get help. The Addiction Resource Center is a free alcohol and drug helpline staffed by counselors and available 24/7 at 1-833-301-HELP or visit addictionresourcecenter.org. A message from Addiction Policy Forum, a nonprofit group started by families who've been where you are. Reach out today. That's 1-833-301-HELP.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
47 at the hour on the DJV program. Hawaii has decriminalized possession of weed, small amounts of marijuana. It's now state number 26 to decriminalize or legalize recreational cannabis. The new law removes the possibility of jail time, which is just crazy. How can we have such crazy laws in our country? We're supposed to be united, and we have these crazy contradictions, across, not only with marijuana, but just in general. It's, you know, legal one state, you cross state lines, and it's not legal in another state. And you name the issue or the object, it's just crazy stuff. Hawaii's legislature approved the bill in May, going into effect next year. Most conservative limit is, what is it, 3 grams or something? Yeah. I don't even know how much that is. What's 3? How many grams can you get out of it?
I have no idea.
Grams.
No clue.
Governors in our country coming out against a freeze in fuel efficiency standards. This is very interesting. The Trumpsters have said they're going to drop the they proposed a freeze on fuel efficiency, and now they're going to drop it. Or there's conversation about it because there's a lot of pressure on them to not drop the freeze. It's sort of like a two negatives make a positive here. The Trump administration is going to drop the fuel efficiency standards, and a bunch of states don't want them to do that, criticizing the plan to hold off on implementing stricter mileage standards. The only thing that Trump people have realized is that in the real world, the automakers can't really meet what the proposed standards are without really hurting the industry. So you do it in a way. That's what to go back to the diesel thing with Volkswagen and BMW and Mercedes and all the other, you know, the only ones who got any attention were Volkswagen because they were the biggest. But all these other companies got in the same jam because they pretty much all use the same engines and they all have the same problems. You can't get the kind of fuel efficiency out of a diesel engine that the government says you must. And so they say, okay, yeah, we'll do that. And then they, you know, they fiddle with it, and they get themselves into trouble.
Yeah.
I can't tell you. I think the Volkswagen, by the time this is all over, paid out $5 billion between buying cars back and paying fines and stuff, and it's crazy. You know, stick to the standard. Have a realistic standard so you don't get involved in all this hoorah. Foolishness. Hoopla, maybe, rather than hoorah. It's 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween. Pumpkins scream in the dead of night. This is Halloween, everybody make a scene. Trick or treat,
tell your neighbors on your diaphragm. It's a challenge, everybody's cool.
Teeth ground sharp and eyes glowing red.
I am the one hiding under stairs, fingers like snakes and spiders in my hair.
This is the Grinch stole Christmas. This is music from The Nightmare Before Christmas. Trucker's favorite bill of fare, this kind of stuff. Brings his poor daughter to this thing, scares the hell out of her. And so, what's she going to be like when she grows up? All right, Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here for movie moments. Why are we listening to music from Nightmare Before Christmas, Chucker?
Why not, Doug? No, I'm just kidding. You know, Disney's doing all these live-action remakes of their animated stuff. They've done Beauty and the Beast, Dumbo, Aladdin. They have Lion King coming out next week. Amidst some really good buzz on Lion King, a lot of people calling the visuals a game changer in that movie. But anyway, according to reports, Disney's also now considering doing a live-action version of Tim Burton's A Nightmare Before Christmas, which has a pretty big following. I don't know how good of an idea that is, but I guess Disney's really going to the well with everything in their library to produce it in a live-action format.
So tell me what you think of this as being self-serving. I've never been a big fan of Disney for lots of different reasons. So there's the story of this four-year-old youngster named Oliver Jones, who was a huge fan of Spider-Man. He died because of a rare, some kind of leukemia. His father brought in a super Spider-Man guy dressed in a Spider-Man uniform, and even had a Spider-Man at the funeral of this youngster. And so he was going to put an image of Spider-Man on this kid's tombstone, and Disney said, no, you can't do it because we own the rights to the character.
Well, that's some bad PR.
Is that really? Are you sure that's a true story?
Yes, I'm looking at it right now.
Really?
As a matter of fact, yep. And so Disney, this is a story on Yahoo Entertainment. You want to check it out. It just really leaves me with a bad taste. What the hell difference is
that? Yeah, but the only thing that feels a little false to that story for me is usually, one, how would Disney know? Two, usually it's after the fact.
The guy asked if he could get it. He asked Disney for permission.
Yeah.
He asked him for permission. I wouldn't have asked him for permission. I just put it on the tombstone.
No, I agree. I agree. I don't like that story.
No, okay. I didn't think you would. That's why I called it to your attention. All right, what movie news, other movie news do you have for us, Chucker?
A couple of notes. Rip Torn, who was 88 years old, was in the first two Men in Black movies, Larry Sanders Show, and also Dodgeball, the movie, passed away, 88 years old. And
a lot of great movies. He was in lots.
Yeah, he was had a really good, strong screen presence. Also played Judas, and King of Kings in 1963, I think. I like that movie. Yeah. And an actress named Denise Nichols, who played the character of Violet, the little girl Violet, in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory back in 1971, passed away at the age of 60.
You missed that one, Victoria. You said he pronounced it Willy Wonka.
He did.
Yeah, I thought he said Willy Wonka. I thought he said
How'd I do?
There was a little bit of an R at the end there. I heard it.
All right. Can't help myself. And other bit of news, actress Millie Bobby Brown signing on for a Marvel superhero movie titled The Eternals. It will star Angelina Jolie. Millie Bobby Brown of Stranger Things fame has become a pretty hot property in the business, currently in the movie Godzilla, and also will be in Godzilla vs. King Kong, which comes out next year. A lot of casting directors are looking to cast her in a lot of different roles in the business.
How old is she, Chuck? Is she 14?
She's 15. I think she's 15. Yeah.
So
I like the name, Millie Bobby Brown. It has a really good ring to it.
Isn't she Australian?
I think she might be.
Yeah.
Felicity Huffman's next movie, the trailer for it has dropped, called Otherhood. The release was delayed. She co-stars in the film, and they didn't release it.
Theatrical movie or a cable movie?
It's a Netflix movie. It's going to be in the theaters, apparently.
Okay.
So they delayed it because of the college admission scandal?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Called Other. So isn't that what Netflix does pretty much in order to get recognition? They release and put them in movie theaters for a while, and then they put them on their own platform?
Not necessarily. Primarily, most of the product goes straight to Netflix. In some cases, they go...
who's doing that? Amazon does that? Amazon does that.
Amazon releases theatrically. Amazon's become a big distributor in the independent... Like the independent film, the independent theater I'm involved with here in East Stroudsburg, a lot of the releases are Amazon releases now. A lot. A big player in the business.
All right, well, you're a big player in the business too, Chucker. Good to have you here. Chuck Curry on the DJV Show at 59 past the hour.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.